You'll see. Okay. You're down on base. Ain ben bama gadoila bama katana. There's no difference between bama gadoila and bama katana. Bama gadoila is a large mizbeach, right? But it doesn't mean large in size. In the history of Klal Yisrael, we had the Mishkan, then we had Gilgal, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, 14 years in Gilgal, then we had Shiloh, and then after Shiloh was destroyed, we had Nov, and Givon, and then Bais Rishon, and Bais Sheni. Okay? Now, the Bama Gedoila period is the period of Gilgal, Nov, and Givon. There was not called, there was no Mishkan during that time. Even there was the even though in Gilgal there was a Mishkan, technically speaking, but it didn't have the status of a Mishkan. Only in the Midbar and Shiloh had a status of Mishkan. And in the period of Beis HaMikdash, of course, we have a Beis HaMikdash. But in the interim periods of 14 years when they entered, till they set up Shiloh, and the 14 year, then the 52 years from the destruction of 52 years from the destruction of Shiloh to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, for those 66 years in Klal Yisrael's history, it was called the Mizbeach, which was in operation, was called the Bama Gedoila. Okay, now during the time that there was a Bama Gedoila, there was also a Bama Ketana, which means you could have your backyard barbecue korbanos, right? So the question is, what difference is between the Bama Gedoila, the focal Bama, and the minor Bamas? The minor Bamas which were in your backyard. What could be done in one and what could be done in the other? That's what this is actually describing here. So, Amen Bama Gedoila, Bama Ketana, El Psachim, except the only difference is Psachim. You can make a Pesach at a Bama Gedoila, but you can't make a Pesach at a Bama Ketana. Zechal, this is the general principle, kosher neither of a nidev, anything which we brought as a nether and a dova, korb and bama can be brought a bama, but kosher ain't a lo neither of a nidev, anything which cannot be brought as a nether and a dova, ain't a korb bama, cannot be brought as a bama. Now the interesting thing is that this is not 100% precise, obviously, because I believe that the Tmidim and Musafim, they did bring it to Bama Gedoila. But besides the Tmidim and Musafim, which were brought to Bama Gedoila, you couldn't bring a Chatos there. For those 66 years, no Jew could bring a Chatos, because it's not Nidar v'Nidev, it's an obligatory carbon. An Ashim you couldn't bring, it's an obligatory carbon. You only bring a voluntary Ola or Shlomim, right? Besides that, a Bama Gedoila could also bring a Korban Pesach. Okay? Says Rabbi Yochanan, of a Tlashoni and Poli, for 3.5 years, Rabbi Yochanan, Glo Nachs Beis Vadi, wouldn't come to Beis Medrash. This is not a political reason, believe it or not. Mean Tzara, because he was in pain. There's the Gears here, mean Tzamra. He had a gallstone or a kidney stone or something like that. It was some malady. Besides, at the end, Chama Rabbi Lezer b'chilmei, Rabbi Lezer saw in a dream, L'mochar Sinai nochars. Tomorrow, the Sinai nochars, tomorrow Sinai is coming down, U'mechadis l'chon milo, and it's going to tell you novel ideas. Of Amar Kumeon, and the next day, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan came in, he was the Sinai, and he said in front of them, Me'echan kashat koshet hazeh. From where does this kushta means truth? So where does this truth devolve? Shetei avoda b'choros, that the avoda is with the b'choros. Till, of course, Matan Torah. How do we know that this is the case? Midardein korya, from this pasuk. Actually, to chet eidol, I apologize. Nirgerin korya, from this pasuk. Ki li ko b'chor, to me belonged every b'chor, b'yom ha'kosi ko b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, when I smote every b'chor in Eretz Mitzrayim, b'gomer, etc. Uksimin, it says, b'chol Elohei Mitzrayim eseh shvatim. And all the gods of Egypt, I made signs of retribution. V'goymer. So from this we see that Hashem took every Bechor in to him in Mitzrayim, because he took, as the Pekormenator puts it here, that he, Hashem made signs in all the gods of Egypt. Now, gods we normally understand as deities, but here it means the Bechoros of Egypt. Makas Bukharis was Bechol Hemitzar Mirsa Shvatim, because they were the high, the priests of the Egyptian religion. So therefore, Haggad took the Jewish Bukharos in lieu of the non-Jewish Bukharos in Mitzrayim, who were called the Elohim Mitzrayim. So, and before that, Koinim Lachain, even prior, Mayuosim, what does it say? What did they do? Vatikach Rivkos Bigde Esa Beno Agodo. Hamudos Asher Baba Asherito Babayas. When Rivka wanted to deceive Yitzchak, she took the garments of Esau, the precious ones, which were with her in the house. Ma Hamudos, what does it mean, Hamudos? It's amazing. Come on. Shemeshamesh Bekuna Gdoilo. Esau was a Kohen Gadol. You know, he seems to have sold it with the Bukhara, but it seems that that was only for later generations. He was serving as a Kohen Gadol at the time. Can you imagine that? Shabbat. The idolater serving as the Kohen Gadol, but he was the Kohen Gadol of the family because he was the Bechor. Rabbi Levi said, "Shavra Hashem Matir Rishroim." God broke the staff of the evildoers. Elu Bechoros, the evildoers of Bechorish, Krivu Lo Egel Tchila. They sacrificed to the Egel first. In other words, since they were the ones first ones sacrificed to the Egel, of course they lost their position as Kohanim. The rest is history. Okay, getting back to Bamos. Hakol kari b'bama, everything we sacrifice in the bama, behema, animals which are domesticated, chaya or non-domesticated animals, va'ofos and birds, gedolim large ones, uktanim small ones, zucharim males, mekevos and females, tamim if they are without blemish, avalo by mumim but not with a mum, tahorin if they're tar, avalo tmeim but not if they're tamei. Isn't that amazing? All these things can be done at a bama, which, of course, you can't do in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do a chai in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Hakol karev ola. All these can be sacrificed. Ola, veinatunim hefshim v'yitok. They do not have to be stripped and dissected. You just toss them on the mizbeach. And the most amazing point of this Korah, which is alluded to in the Gemara Zvachim, but not as long as, not as great details here in the Yerushalmi, v'akum bizmanes ha'rishoyim la'asos kein. You know that religion they have in, I think it's the Haitian religion, right? The animal sacrifice. What's it called?
Voodoo?
Santeria, right. So Santeria, it's Mutrabi Allah. I mean, after to Hashem. You can't do it to some voodoo gods.
Baseball player by the name
of Renteria. Okay, now let's analyze this. Chorim and Kevitz and I, how we know both male and female. Even though certain carbonates are based on males, can only be male or female. They can do both. Minayin, like an ola, can only be male. So you do both in a bama. Rabbi Avot B'Sherem Yisrachina says, Vesaporos, Helu Ola Lashem, it says, so when they made by a bama. When the Aron was brought back from the Plishtim, Ray, there was no Beis Hamikdash, just at the time of Nov. So there was a Bama, and they sacrificed there the cows which led the Aron on a wagon back to the land of Israel. So it says they're Paros. Paros are females, and females can't be Olos, but it was a Bama. So Vesa Paros Helu Ola, Lashem maybe Ol. Avaloba Lashem, period. To me, that to be whole Avaloba Moon, not one's with blemish. I mean, not having those, it's true. Rabbi Yasser, said, Pasha Rabbi Lazar Chevraya, Rabbi Lazar explained this to the Chevra, Mikol Achai Mikol Basar. Says, from all that is alive, from all flesh, we dash that, Mikol Achai means Chai, whole. She was slain by brain, there should be whole in their limbs. Miratim, what about if they are, they're alive and they're whole, but they are, their feathers are torn or plucked? But Rabbi Lezer, no good, because it says, Koti par kokanof. It says, every bird, every wing. What does it mean, every bird, every wing? Of course, birds have wings. Pratlim miritim, as opposed to ones which have been plucked. Now this is even goyim. The goyim, if they want to sacrifice a pig, they can't sacrifice a pig. They have to sacrifice a kosher animal, right? How do we know? Rabbi Avi, Rabbi Rabbi Shua, the Sukkim Shev Levi said very interesting. Noach learned Torah. It's interesting the verb aga. You know, it's not. He didn't learn, right? Agav Yigesa Bo Yerma Laila. He thought thoughts of Torah, right? Because he didn't have the mitzvah Talmud Torah, I guess. Omer said, Kvar Ne'amar Li Yisrael, said to me, Ker Kesa Nesati L'chem Gizko. Like the grass, the field, everything is given over to me. So I can eat anything I want. I can eat pig. My uncle's allowed to eat pig. Lazy Tova Reba Kosta B'Torah. So why did the Torah make me take seven of the kosher animals opposed to two of them? You know that this measures, right? Le Korbanos. It must be for Korbanos. V'akum is manazer shoyim lasoskein. In that tradition, a goy is manazer can set up a mizbeach and sacrifice a korban. Rabbi Boi B'Shevira said, also Yisrael lasoskein. But a Jew is not to help him, because for Jews, bombas are also nowadays. And we can't participate, but also lasoskein shliach, we can't be agents on their behalf. So, however, Antoninus, Shoal Rebbe, he asked Rebbe, Ma'u leave nos mizbeach, am I allowed to build a mizbeach? Armelazer said, "Bnei, oh yes, you can build it. Gnos avana, but once you build it and sacrifice it, tie the stones. Obviously, stones should be used for avodah zarah purposes. Ma'alasos l'ktoros, can I make ktoiches?" Armelazer said, "Chasar brachas misamonel. Yeah, but leave out one of the ingredients." So says my lochetani. I understand why do you have to leave out ingredients. Lochetani lo tasu lochem. Don't make for yourselves ktoros unless it's for the purpose of mikdash. Lochem ein atosim. You can't make it for yourselves. Avloisim heim hachem lochem, but others can make it for you. Now, it's goyim can't make it for Jews, so certainly goyim can be able to make it for goyim. Why can't Antoninus make his own? So it says, Mar'amir Chanir, he said, Begin Rabbi Rumnus. No, because Rabbi sent his Talmid Rabbi Rumnus, nice Jewish name there. Rabbi Rumnus, the Shalchei Rabbi, who Rabbi sent to Yavdine Lei to make for Antoninus the Ktoris. So he said, I would make you you yourself could make the whole complete Ktoros, since Rabbi Rumnus is making for you, so therefore he can now make a whole complete Ktoros. He has to leave out one of the 11 ingredients. Okay? So it's an interesting thing. You know, Antoninus, any guy for that matter, now can actually take a korban, not only korban, but he can take Ktoros. And not only Ktoros, but precise Ktoros. Make it and sacrifice it. The truth is, it's a plea that we don't actually encourage the goyim to do this in order to see what korbanos are like. Of interest or a gold time say. Yeah, right. They have to get some of those. Vatvun can sing on the duchen, and Jerry Falwell will sacrifice the korban. It's a gewaldige thing to contemplate. All right. So it says the Gemara. Those the Amrin who say. He's Gaia Antoninus. Antoninus, I don't know exactly which Caesar he was. I forget exactly which he was, but he was, of course, a Caesar at the time of Rebbe. Some say actually was Megair. Ismail Armid Loisgar. Some say he wasn't Megair. So Antoninus didn't was Megair. Rolo so Yetzir Remino Pachos B'Yom Kippurim. I skipped the line. No, I didn't. The reason why they said he wasn't Megair is because they saw him going out with a torn shoe on Yom Kippur. Now, it's not clear where it was torn, on the bottom, on the top, or there's a third opinion that... No, it's on the bottom or the top. But in any event, says the Gemara, that's not right. It's not right. Even Yerei Shamayim allowed to go out like that. Now, this is actually in Machlokas and Halacha, what it was talking about. Was it talking about a shoe torn on the bottom, and that's mutter, a shoe torn on the top, and that's mutter, or it's talking about a shoe which is torn, and it's not mutter, except by Yerei Shamayim when he's going out to places with a lot of mud and dirt, and he's allowed there to actually wear a shoe. So it's not clear exactly what the Gemara is talking about. One of these cases where the case was Antoninus, and therefore he wasn't what's not a riot, they didn't convert. Okay?
Might be a riot. He did have the Ketoros with all the ingredients.
Earlier. Before he converted.
Because a convert, if someone is studying to convert, is supposed to observe Shabbos except for one din.
Oh, so he could. So he could make a full Ketoros. Yeah. Interesting idea. So it could be. I don't think so, but I don't think it's a nice idea. Antoninus Samar L'Rebbe, it's an amazing conversation. Antoninus Samar L'Rebbe, Antoninus says to Rebbe, Tani Yatmin Livyosin L'Almadosi, this seems to be going before I convert. Are you going to give me the Livyosin to eat in the world to come? Amazing question. You see that? Amar Lei, in. He said, in. Yes. I'll give it to you from Lev Yosef. So he's guaranteeing Antoninus a place in the world to come, right? So he said, I don't understand you. I mean, Amar Pischo Lachotani won't let me eat from the Korban Pesach. I mean, of course, there's no Korban Pesach days of Rebbe, but he's talking about hypothetically, right? And the Korban Pesach is not going to let me eat. If I mean Lev Yosef and Mechli from Lev Yosef are going to give me. Armalei, so he said, Man Avilach, what are you going to do? Ve'imar Pischo Ksiv, it says by the Korban Pesach, Orel lo yuchabo, and Orel can't eat it. So at that point, he went and converted, according to this Gemara. He says, came in the Shoma, came also of a Gazar. He went and got a Bismila. Also got a Bismila, came back to Rabbi. Amalei, Rabbi, Chami Gazurti, see my bris. Armalei, so Rabbi said, B'didi loistak, very famous Gemara, B'didi loistak, kaltis min yomai, I never looked on my own. Ela b'didach, you want me to look at your bris? I never look at my own. Where am I going to look at yours? So, v'lomani krashmo Rabbeinu HaKadosh, why tak was Rebbe called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Shlo yehebi milos yomav, he never looked at his bris milo in his entire life. You know, the Rambam, very famous Rambam, the Rambam says, why is Hebrew called Lashon HaKadosh?
There's no word for the yeber.
No word for the genitals. Both male and female, right. In Lashon HaKadosh, that's why it's called Lashon HaKadosh. Yeah, so... I expected you to know that one. It's coming up, interestingly, because now we're starting Masechta Beitza, and there are those who are makbid for reasons which I don't agree with, to say Be'ah, because Beitza is the name for the testicles, but it's not true. It's a euphemism. The Rambam, by definition, is saying that Beitza itself is a euphemism. It's not the name, because there is no name in Hebrew for them. So I certainly say Beitza. So in any event, so it says more. There's a fellow called Nachum Ish Kodesh Kodoshim, with one of the Tanoim. Shlohibi Betzuras Matbeim Yomav, he never looked at the form of a coin in his life. Now it seems like the form of the coin. I always used to learn that he never looked at coins. It was very holy, right? Obviously, he didn't belong to certain political parties in Israel. But, or actually he only took checks. But in any event, really that's not the pshat. I only learned relatively recently that the pshat is what?
The
portrait of the kings, right. The portrait of the kings. I think we discussed it in Bavli recently, some juncture. But the Tzuras HaMatbeah means the form which non-Jewish coins have of a person, because I don't know if it's because it's Avodah Zarah issues. Okay.
Except there's a Gemara, and I don't remember where. It says, "Ezel Matbeah Shel Avram Avinu Zakenus Kena."
That's where Tosfos is. So Tosfos says that it says the word. It said the word Zakenus Kena.
It is a Gemara. No. I think it's a Bava Kamma.
But that it said the words, not that there was a picture.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what Tosfos says.
That's what it says.
Yeah,
that's contrary to the
maybe, but that's what Tosfos says in order to find for your kasha. I'm not saying that there aren't other ways to answer, but that's Tosfos bothered by that.
So you want in God we trust? And you can't. No, along with God we trust is a picture on top of Lincoln.
Yeah, it's not the shame which we're concerned with. It's the tzura. So, but of course, in the on the Jewish coins throughout. I mean, they never had. Until this very day, the state of Israel will not put a imprint of a person on a coin. I don't know now with the new government, who knows, but until now they did not put an imprint on a coin.
I never
knew that. I also knew that there is
a coin, they won't put on a shekel.
But that's not a tzura because it's not 3D. But on a coin, they won't do that. See how firm they are?
Wow.
It's amazing, right?
Impressed.
Okay. You didn't even know to be impressed.
Right.
That's
why we come to Daf Yomi.
Yes.
That wasn't Ben Gurion's idea.
It was the Chasnisha's idea. I don't know. In any event, there was a whole Shaila Takah for when they put out the Rambam Shekel, the first the original Shkalim, with the Rambam, not because of the Rambam's picture though, but rather because of the they put out text from the Mishnah Torah on it. So whether you could take it to the bathroom. But anyway, says more further. Adam read his guy in Taninus. If you got a Bismil, he must have had to become his guy. You're certainly not going to go through the effort of not going to be his guy. Because there's no Korban Pesach to eat. Related to Rabbanan Amin, his guy Antoninus, the following statement seems to indicate that Antoninus was a Mizgayer. Dharmar Chizkari Avobu Shemar Lazar, in Boyanin Geri Tzedek Lossi Lava, could Geri Tzedek come in the future? I don't know where, to Olam Abba, to Eretz Yisrael, wherever they're coming, Antoninus Bob Roshim, Antoninus comes at their head. Okay, Rabbi Lazar Mizchin had a major machlokus. Rabbi Lazar Mar Shlomi Mikru Bnei Noach, that Bnei Noach sacrificed Shlomi. Rabbi Yosef China said, "Omer Olos Yikru Bnei Noach, only Olos." Now, but Zman is that Goyim can only bring Olos. The question is, what was the status of Bnei Noach? Hey, so Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, or Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Yosef Chanina, folks, he doesn't say, Ve'evel Evi Gam, who Hevel also brought himself, Mibchoros Sono, from the firstborn of his sheep, Umichel Ve'en, and from their fat. Where was the rest of the animal if he only brought the fat? So it must have been that what was the animal was a shlamin, and that he ate the rest of the animal, right? It's interesting because...
They didn't eat meat.
Yeah, but obviously in the context of korbanos, they could, according to this Gemara. That's like Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. They couldn't eat meat except in the context of the korbanos. That's what it says here. Right. So it says Gemara, Ma'avil Rabbi Yitzchak, what's Rabbi Yitzchak going to do with this? He says, Min chaveh mishmanehon. Not from the fats of the animal, but from the fattest animals. So he brought the entire animal because it was an ola, but and it was the fattest animal in the herd. Hey, sir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yitzchak, Vaxi doesn't say by Shlachas, now Rabbi Bnei Yisrael. By Manator Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the lads, Chorim Bnei Yisrael, by Yalu Olos, and they did Olos in there, but Gomer, it says later on, the Karmater brings down a third wide line. They did Zvachim, Shlamim. So we see the Shlamim before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael, no matter who they were, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Dora Midbar, they had a din of Bnei Noach. We see that they had a din of Noach, yet nonetheless they did Shlamim, right? So it says, what is Rabbi Yisrael going to do with that? So says Gemara, interesting answer. She says, Shlomim there means not Shlomim, the carbon, but Shlemim begufan, whole in their body, below Hefshe, without being stripped of their hides, when you talk without being dissected. Hey, Sabi Lezer, it's Chanina Vaksi, does it see and say, Vaikach Yisro, Chose Moshe, Yisro, the power of Moshe took, Olo Zvachim Lelokim, right? He took an Olo and Zvachim, which are Shlomim, to Hashem. Ma'avil Rabbi Yitzchanina, what's Rabbi Yitzchanina do with this? So, come on, Domer Lacher, Matan Torah, boy, Yisrael. It's according to opinion. Yisrael came after Matan Torah, even though it was partially before Matan Torah, but it's like the opinion came afterwards. Rabbi Chunamar Yisbarvut, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yanai, Chanamar, one came and said, Kodam Matan Torah, boy, Yisrael, they came before Matan Torah, Chanamar. They said, Lacher, Matan Torah, boy, Yisrael, came afterwards. We didn't know who said what in this argument. The Shemini Meradol, let's start over here. Yishma Yisrael, Koyen Meet Yod, Choysen Moshe, Mashama, what he hear? Then he came. Chizka Makriyas Yamsuf, Yerushama, he heard the third of the splitting of the sea. Rabbi Shom Makriyas Yamsuf, Shama, he heard of the splitting of the sea. Rabbi Yolevi, Omer Mechemes Amolek, Shama, he heard of the war of Amolek. Yudha Brevi, Omer, Matan Toiro, Shama, hear about Matan Torah. Heavy Duomer, so you must hold. So Yisrael came after Matan Torah. Boy, Yisrael that he came afterwards. Right, but Rabbi Yochanan said, the Dom Messiah Rabbi Yisrael Chin is a riot. Rabbi Yisrael Chin is a very interesting riot. Credit A+. Uritzafon. Pasuk says, arouse the north, uvoy Teman, and come to the south. This is talking about when Hashem gave the Torah to Am Yisrael. Uritzafon, arouse the north, Zeh Ola, that's the Ola, Shenishchad himself was shechted on the north side, and it says arouse it, which means that it was there before, and reinstitute it, right? Ma'uri davashu yoshen, something which is old, or yoshen, or sleeping, is so rare, and it's awakened. Uvoi teiman, then the book says, come to the south. Teiman is Yemen, it's always the south. Elu shlamim, those are shlamim shenishchad himself, which can be slaughtered on the south side. Ma'u boi, it's the word say about them, boi. Dover Shalayashel Chidash, boy means something not which is returning but coming the first time. So if it sounds like they didn't have Shlomim until the juncture of Matan Torah. Ma'avale Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Lazar. What does Rabbi Lazar do with this pasuk? So he says, no, it's nothing to do with the building of the Bay Mishkan in the Midbar, but actually it's Ora Galuyos, when Lossi Lovo, the Goliath Shane, as soon as Batsafon, which are in the north, will arouse via Vo, and they'll come, Vivnu Beis HaMikdash, and they'll build the Beis HaMikdash, Shunasim Betel Darim, which is in the south. So Uri Tzafon Uvoi Tema means arouse the north and come to the south and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash.
Does this
mean,
you referring to the Sarsa Shvatim?
Yeah,
the north.
No, I don't think so.
It was from Asher.
No, Carbonator says referring to Bavel, because they were the ghosts of Bavel. And they're also in the north of Eretz Yisrael.
Bavel
is in the north.
North?
Yeah. It's considered north.
North-east.
It's northeast. Because they come down through the Euphrates, or, you know. So that's why. Rabbi Abba prayed Rabbi Pavi and Rabbi Shul, this is the same Rabbi Levi said, after Inkarim is saying Rabbi Yosef, this Pasuk also is proved Rabbi Yosef, there are no Shlaim from name Noch. Zos Torah Sa'ola, it says in the beginning of Vayikra, this is the Torah of the Ola, He Ha'ola, it was the Ola, right? She Ola means, or was, it's the Ola which existed. She B'nei Noch Makriven, it's one of the Noch had sacrificed previously. Kadhu Asi Gabi Shlomi, as opposed to when it comes in the Torah, the Chumah Shlomi says, Zos Torah Sa'ola Shlomi, Asher He Kriven, because he kind of doesn't say which was sacrificed already, but Asher Yakriv, He kind of Laba, it's going in the future. Okay? So we see that Olav's in the past, see, Shlomim is a new thing with the when the basically the when korbanos were given to Bnei Yisrael. Pointy service here in Yisrofim. Now, if you make a korban in your bama, which has where you burn the carcass, in other words, you don't put the entire carcass in this bech. Right, you put the carcass, you burn them elsewhere. So in Yerushalayim, you have to burn them outside the city in a holy place, right? But Hechon Yisrael, where they burnt an Obama, says more even Agabi a cavern. It's interesting. They can even be burnt on top of a grave. Now that tells us that the nature of the kachim by Obama is a lesser type of kachim, right? Because if it was a real carbon, you can't burn it on a grave. It has to be Makom Tor. But that demonstrates that not only is Obama a backyard carbon, but it's a different grade of carbon, and that's why you can make a tummy.
The person bringing his backyard carbon, did he have to be tahor? Did he have to go to the mikvah?
I guess not, based on this. It would seem to stand to reason that not. I mean, goyim are not tahor.
Right.
Goyim
would bring in their own bombas.
Yeah, so I guess not. I mean, it doesn't say here. You're raising a good point.
So what's to stop someone from doing it today?
No, because so we passed it when the same base mission destroyed Bomas not become Mutzer again. They retain their prohibition. Okay? Says the Gemara. Mimadit Sinan. From that which it says in our Mishnah. Ein Bei Bomas Gdoil Bomas Gdano B'Sochim. There's the only difference in Sochim. Kinim As Nisa. You have to learn our Mishnahs like this. Ain be bama gdoil bama ktan l'psachim bilvad. The only difference is psachim. Udulok Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda mar chatos u'pesach liyachim be bama gdoila. The chatos in a pesach be brought by yachim be bama gdoila. Ain chatos u'pesach liyachim be bama ktana. But a chatos in a pesach cannot be brought by an individual in a bama ktana. So Rabbi Yehuda learned actually in those 6 years in which there were bamas gedolos, there was chatos. So he learned that the difference was also in chatos. So he learned that there was chatos during those years. But we our mission is not like that. Tani on Rabbi Yehuda, in his veins, we have Rabbi Yehuda said, "Koma shat zibor, it should be veha yachid." The carbonator and Moshe both put in. Everything that the zibor and the yachid could bring makribo and moed to midbar, they could sacrifice in the oil moed in the actual mishkan and the midbar. Who makribo and moed to begil, they could bring in the mishkan was a gilgal, which is the time of bama gedolah. So if that's the case, mabin oil moed, the shem midbar lo oil moed to begil go. What was the difference between the two? In that the oil moed and gilgal was a bama gedolah, not a true mishkan. I'll tell you. Good question. Oil moed to midbar lo yelo had to bama. When there was no moed in the midbar, there couldn't be, you could not let that backyard karbonos. There was one mishkan, that was it. You weren't allowed to have other bummas. Moed Shabbat Gilgal, Hailu at the bum, at that point, other backyard bummas were permitted until they came to Shiloh. Right? Because it says, the only mutzah to have bummas, kilobosim el amnucha vel anachla. When you haven't yet come to Shiloh, which is the mnucha, or the nachla, which is the Beis HaMikdash. But so in Gilgal, They hadn't yet come to Murcha Menachla, and that's why Bamas, back there, Bamas were Mutter. Uvamaso, Berosh Gago, you can make a Bama at the top of your roof. You can only sacrifice on it, Olo Shlomi. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda. And here take out the word Yachid. Zohar mentions like Chachamim. Chachamim say, "Kama shat tibur makrim ma'amayit shemim midbar." Having the tibur could bring an ma'amayit in the midbar, makrim ma'amayit shemim gilgal you bring in Gilgal. In other words, like I said before, it's medium musafim, all public korbanos, yom kippur avodah, but not chatos, not chatos, because chatos is of a yachid, not of a kol, right? My time the rabbanon should be. I'm sorry, my time is Rabbanan. What's the logic of Rabbanan, or the pasuk of Rabbanan? Lo sasu be Gilgal, do not do in Gilgal, k'chol sh'anachnu sim po'ayom, like we do all do here today. In other words, don't make chatos. Matasu l'sham, what can you do in Gilgal? Davishu boli de yashrus, aiding which comes when it's yashar. Yashar means when it's yashar to you, when you feel like it. Eisuzet, what is that? Only ha'olav ashlomi, only olav ashlomi, but not chatos. In Gilgal, bama gedoyla, only hayosher means olav ashlomi, but not chatos, because that's not yosher. It's nothing to do with what you want to bring. That's our obligation, so that you can bring. My time at the Rabbi Huda should be Rabbi Huda. What's Rabbi Huda's logic? He says, no, that pasuk of lo sasu is not talking about. In the main, the focal bama in Nov and Givot or Gilgal, but sorry about in your backyard bama. B'mokom ish ha-yosher b'ein of yaseh, in the place where you do whatever you want, meaning your backyard. There lo tasun k'chol asher anachnu osim b'yom. There don't do everything we do today, only other things than chatos and hashamas, etc. Matasu, there, what do you do? Top of the Zion of Adal. Matasu sham, Darvu Shuboli de Yashu, something which is Yashar, Bezuzu, Olo Shlami, but that's in your backyard. In the Bama Gedoyla, you can do even chatos. Rabbi Yehuda, Selimer, Hayochidu Zar, Hayochid Hutar. The Yachid was warned, the individual was warned, and the Yachid was permitted. Huzar? He was warned. Uvamasa Barosh Gog. Huzar? He was warned. Uvamasa Barosh Gogo? There's something missing, actually. I should have put it in. But Huzar means he was warned not to bring. Yeah, right. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hayachid Huzar, Vayachid Huzar. Huzar, not to bring Katos. Right? Vamasa Barosh Gogo, it was talking about a bum at the top of his roof. By the way, I guess in their backyards then, because they're making their rooftop barbecues, right? Vamasa Barosh Gogo. This is a joke. Vamasa, I'd say it's flat, but it's about a weak attempt. Vamasa Barosh Gogo.
Burn a hole in the roof.
Yeah. Vamasa Barosh Gogo, Vuhutar L'Ola Shlomi. In other words, he was warned, don't do chatos, and he was allowed to make Ola Shlomi. Rabbanan say, take out the word af here. Hatzibar v'yachid usaru. No, even the community at the Bar Magdala, they were warned, and they were tzibar v'yachid usaru and tzibar hutaru miklolo. The tzibar, they're both warned. The tzibar was given dispensation, meaning korbanos tzibar can be done. Yachid lan bisur, but the yachid remained in his iser, meaning even in a bama gedoyla, a yachid cannot bring his korban. So Rabbi Yehuda holds a yachid cannot bring his korban in a bama gedoyla, but a bama ketana, backyard, rooftop, but in the main bama he can. Rabbanan holds no, only korban tzibur, but a korban yachid, not even in the bama gedoyla, only in Mishkan Shiloh and in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Says the Gemara, time Shem Rabbi Shimon, name Rabbi Shimon. Excuse me. Here the Shavi Torah's Eretz Yisrael throws in the Yaf from before. He says, time Shem Rabbi Shimon, Hatzi Af Hatzibur Eino Mevi Elamashim Kov Elov Akosuf. Anaya Shita, Adrita Shita. He holds that even the Tzibur cannot bring Karbonos which are optional. They can only bring mandatory Karbonos, meaning Tmidim, Musafin, and such like. They cannot bring an optional korban because the base of mikdash, the tzibur could bring optional olos. You know, when the mizbeach was idle, they would bring korbanos l'kaitz on mizbeach, They can't do that in Bama Gedolah. The Rosh Hashanah holds no options, only mandatory staples. Okay? The next line is superfluous. What's the difference between the various different opinions? In fact, I only gave you one of the two differences, nafkuminas. That's the one, Rabbi Yosef Mar Nitvas Sibur Benem. That's the Shita I told you. I told Rabbi Yosef Shita. So nafkuminas, you can bring all the spaketim is bech. But Rabbi Bar Memo says nafkuminas par elim dover. The par elim dover is a carbon which is brought if Sanhedrin made a mistake and most of Bnei Yisrael sinned. That's a Tibur's carbon. But it's not Kavua Lozman. It's not Kavua Levakosov. It's not, doesn't have a standard time to be brought, right? It's not a regular carbon. So therefore, he holds it to be included. Okay? Tani, we learned. Echo de Ish ve Echo de Isha. Amazing halacha. In Obama? Women's lib. Who can serve as the coin in Obama? Echo de Ish ve Echo de Isha. And I have a priestess in Obama. Is that amazing? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Hiltzen. Lace Kanisha.
Well, why do you say this necessarily the role of a coin?
What?
Why do you say it's the role of a coin?
Did I say coin? No, it could be anybody. If you saw can sacrifice in Obama.
No. You said priestess.
Oh, I didn't mean priestess. I didn't mean a priestess. No, I didn't. You took me pedantically. I didn't mean a priestess from the Kohen caste. I meant she turns over the barbecue. Okay? Not a Kohenist. Sorry. I'm sorry. So, I'm at Yochum Yeltsin Leis Kanisha. No women. It's like, I think I mentioned this morning, Dafyomi, women can't be Aiden. I mentioned this Dafyomi this morning?
No.
Well, I mentioned this afternoon. The Rambam holds that women can't be Aiden even by Goyim. The Rambam passes halacha l'maisa. He says, this is the way the Kodesh court system should work. And he says that the women can't be aided. Period. So it's like, even though, why not? Circumstantial evidence is supposed to be going, but not women. Everything but women. So it's here, same thing, a pastor of Yom's going on Obama passes even by going, say, everything but women, not women. Okay? Says Gemara, because says Ish, right? The Ish goes with Parsha. Tiny, well, I don't know if that's true. Maybe it would allow a shiksa to bring korbanos. I don't know. It's not clear. Tiny, Afa Naziros. Can you bring a Nazir? Now, this is not talking about a woman who's a Nazir. Don't get confused. It's talking about if a person is a Nazir, can he bring his korbanos bimatrim at a Bama's Yachid? At a Bama.
Is it Bama's Yachid or Bama's Sibur?
At Obama. Because so he says, Ab Nazirus, you can sacrifice at Obama. Why is that? Because Nazirus is not obligatory, it's voluntary. You volunteer Nazirus. Nobody asks me to come and Nazir.
When you say Obama now, or you mean the
backyard Obama? Backyard. Yeah, because it's like a shlomi. I don't know.
But once you did it, you were obligated to bring it.
That's the next. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Leiska Nazirus. Nazirus Chayvei, because once you did it, you can volunteer the period of Nazirus, but then the korban is mandatory. Exactly. That's what he says. You can't do it out of your backyard Obama. Tani, we learned, and you might not even be able to do it at Bama Gdol. It depends if you could do Chatas from Malchut Shabbin Rabbanan. Tani, Av Nesachim. We also learned you could do Nesachim at your backyard Bama. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi, Matana Nesachim. Who said Nesachim? The local Rabbi, it's not like Rabbi. The Tani Rabbi, Omer Rabbi says, Omer Ani, I say, Avish Nichlusu Lore, and Yisrael Lore, even once the Jews enter the land of Israel, Ein Nesachel Krevin El Bifnim. The Sukkah is going to be brought inside the Mishkan. My time, why? Because it says, Ba'kedesh ha'seich nesach sheichor l'Hashem. Ba'kedesh means in holy precincts. The Bama's not a holy precinct. That's why they can't do the Sukkah. Sounds like even Bama Gedolah, but maybe not. Maybe it's only Bama Katana, which is awesome. But Bama Gedolah is okay, because they were holy. They had to be holy precincts because they had to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim or in the area around the Bama Gedolah, so I would say that. Yeah, what?
Gilgal,
right, so I would say that there was this time, but it means your Bama Katana. Says Mark, Anksi Belota, Telota say, Elame Vifnim. It only says, Elosa say, that if you don't bring your Karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash, they transgress a lav. It only says that. No, it's not the law of Shute Chutz. I made a mistake. Engzi Lota say Livnim. Oh, yeah, it is. The Red Bas. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I have the Red Bas.
I have chorus.
What? Once there's a base of mikdash, not the sushecht outside. Which does have holy precincts. Hainu b'shecht outside those holy precincts that you're chayav also alive. So not from here. Minayin l'shulchid paid l'pesach. Hainu b'shecht l'pesach. It should be b'bomas yachid. If you shecht the pesach b'bomas yachid. Skip Bama Sibor. Bishas Iser Bamas. How you know if you brought your current base up to your Bamas Yachid at a time when Bamas are Aser? How you know that you're over that you transgress the law? Below Sasei Shorim Nayin Shorim Below Sasei Tamlo Lo Tuchal Lizboach Es Apesach Ba'achah. What are your backyard Bamas? Some whoa. Onush Koris Batamarachin. If it's a time when Bamas are Osir, and you shecht outside the base, that means if there's a Mishkan or a base of Mikdash, like you asked, you shecht outside the base of Mikdash or Mishkan, what do you get? Karis. So what are you saying? It's a lav. So Karis, it's much worse. So Rishim Milagish said, no, this is what I'm talking about. Rishim Milagish Amar, B'shoichet Mishat, B'shesho Sulamalon Shalo Lishmo, B'shas Heter Bama. It's somebody with time. We're talking about a guy who shecht from 6 hours and above, even though it's shlo lishmo, at the time in Bomas or Mutter, but he shechts in his backyard. And that guy's transgressing the law of not a kares. Right? Even though, so, had Bomas or Mutter, but not from Korban Pesach. He should have gone for Bama Gedoyla for his Korban Pesach. So even though he shechts in shlo lishmo, he transgresses the law, not a kares, but he does transgress the law.
Could you say it's not really a Pesach? It's just a Shlomim. What? Could you say since it's
Lola Shmo? Oh, that's what I was going to say. No, even still, it's a lav. Even though it is, you try and make
it's
a Shlomim.
It's a lav, but not Chorus.
No, but even if it was L'shem Pesach, okay, it would still only be lav and not Chorus. Because Chorus is only if there is a Shas Isser Bamas and you Shecht outside. But if Shas at the Bamas, even though you're still supposed to bring it to the Bama Gedoyla, you don't get a Chorus for Shechli and beyond the Bama Gedoyla. So I understand. It said in the Brice of Shas Itzer Bama. You're changing it to Shas Etzer Bama. How do you change it? So it says more. I can kvetch out of it. Shas Itzer Bama means at the time that Shas Itzer Bama so. I'm sorry, read it wrong. Shas Itzer Bama so. When your Bama is Osir, meaning the backyard Bama, which is always us, of course, by Pesach. So B'shas Isser means not B'shas Isser Bamos, in general, but B'shas Isser Bamos when your Bama is us, which the Karim would kvetch. It's a kvetch, but first it's a bright, so we can do it. V'lom li shlo lishmo. Why did you set up the case of shlo lishmo? So it says, well, I'll tell you, shlo tomar shlomim krim tzachidish. You might say it's shlomim and it's kosher because it's Pesach afternoon, true, but it's only a bama gdoila. So I shechted shlo lishmo. I mean, all there is right now is a bama gdoila. So I shechted shlo lishmo and I'll say it's a shlomim. So I won't be chayav alav. No, it doesn't help. We still chayav alav. Shlo tomar shlomim krim, you can't say that. Vomi adonai, prove that to you from the wording here. Yochlim shachtim sheisho sulmalon yet kosher. If it says if you shechtim from 6 hours and above yet kosher, is it going to be kosher? Ma'is lochlim emar b'sheishos. Now here the gears is wrong. The Leiden manuscript says. Oh, by the way, for those who want to see the Leiden manuscript, here it is.
You got it.
I paid Spurtus to send me copies now. This is actually whoever owned the Leiden manuscript was an Amma Oretz, as Lieberman points out, because he would never, for example, here. See here, it actually said in the manuscript over here. In these words, it's for the fourth line, the three words in the middle line says Ulamatani Apostle. So the manuscript had Ulamalani Kosher, which is actually a better girsa. as I'll explain to you in a minute. But the guy who owned the manuscript, or even the guy who wrote it, it's not clear to me, he just crossed out those words and put in the words from this text, which we have in front of us. So it's Damish right there. So, but the in fact, sometimes it's rare, but in fact, sometimes you have a better Gerson here, which whoever owned the manuscript just erased. Anyway, Splitters charges me highway robbery of 20 cents a photocopy. That's better than Charles spending $400 plus for the whole set and buying the book myself. So the Gemara says here, we still don't charge me shipping. So the Gemara says here, again, Vomi Adon, furthermore from here, Yachim Shachtim Yisheh Shosu Lamal Yeh Kosher. If you check the cook, it says, I might say if you show them the chase in the afternoon, it's kosher. My name is Sheshos Ulamal in the kosher. Well, it's how can you say that from 6 hours above it's kosher? It's not possible. It must be, if it's not checked in the Bama Gdol itself, must be Lo Shalolishmo. Is it not to talk about Shalolishmo? In other words, I had to set up the Braisa to talk about Shechle Shalolishmo. Because the more way the Braisa says is, maybe you'll say Vishadle Pesach Sheshos Lamala in a Bama Gdana, it's kosher. You don't transgress the law. Kamashi, you do transgress the law. How can it be kosher? The only way it can be kosher is if I set it up a case of Shlo Lishmo. It's still not kosher, but I might have said it's kosher. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Hadamar teaches us, Shlomi Aboy Machmas a Pesach Ksherim Beboma. It's an interesting thing. The Shlomim which come as out of being a Pesach, in other words, it's after Pesach, right? And you didn't use your shlamim for Pesach, right? So, even though normally we say that you have to be menatik, it has to be nitak, you have to change its name, but here you don't have to change its name. Why? Because where are you sacrificing it? In your backyard, bama. And ein l'cha nitu gadol mizeh. Since it can't be in a bama k'tana, the fact you're sacrificing your Pesach after Pesach, the Bama Ketana, is the Nituk. It indicates clearly that you intend to make a Shlomim, not a Pesach. Okay? The Beis HaMikdash should be a problem, because the Beis HaMikdash should still bring a Pesach. There you need Nituk. When you're backyard, since you can't sacrifice a Korban, it doesn't need Nituk. However, there's a different child here. Ola Ba Machmas Osham. And Ola, which comes from an Osham, let's say the one of the Ashamos, which got a Mum, or you miscopper another one, or the Bailim died. So if you use the money, you graze until got a moon, use the money to buy an oiler. So died to the Rabbi Lezer, the current Rabbi Lezer who says that's a bad case, an Oshim who died, use the money to buy an oiler's choiva. An oiler's yachid, I'm sorry. Where's your oiler's choiva? I'm sorry, my word. But Olas Yachid. Use the money to bring an Olas Yachid. So you bring, use the money to bring an Olas Yachid. Mao should take share of Obama. Can it be done in Obama? The Yashim from whence it came, that's not kosher in Obama. Right? But what about the oil which comes from it? You see the question? An Yashim can't be done in Obama. It's not allowed. Certainly not Obama Khtana. Maybe Obama Khtana, but certainly not Obama Khtana. Can you use, nevertheless, the oil, which was the derivative kedusha from an ashram, at a bama ketana. Says Mar Nishmini Meidah. Let's start from here. Zeh Kol Shel Principle. Kol Shel Nidav Nidav Karba Bama. Anything which is Nidav Nidav is Karba Bama. Kol Shel Ein Alon Nidav Nidav. Anything which can be was in the Dava and a Karba Bama. Now I don't see what the resolution from there is. Because it's obviously the ashram which it was can't be brought in Bama. But now the question is on the oil that it is. I think what the one is trying to say is that it's okay. I think what I was trying to say, since right now it's an oila, hagam that once it was for an ashram, but since right now it's an oila, so it's nidav and nidav, it can be brought in a bama. That's what I think Kumar is going to try to say. Amar Yosef ben Chanina, ena beima niteres, ena, should be a bama. Ena bama niteres. Should be a bama, sorry. Ena bama niteres, el benavi. Now this is not talking about at the time when Bamas are Mutab, or at the time when Bamas are Osir. And this is referring to the famous Maisa Telio and Ara Carmel, right? That it's only Mutab because he was a Navi, a Rosh of a Navi. My time, what's the Pasuk? Shomelcha ben Talel Osel, Bechom Makom Asher Tire, says, do not sacrifice your Osir every place you see, Kim Bamoka Vagoymer. Only in the place, and therefore he needed a velio marker b'shas yisur bamos. So how did elio sacrifice then? Or m'sim loy de bira or amar lei? Dibura, I guess it is dibura amar lei. Uvdivar chasisi means uvdibarech chasisi. He received the word from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that's why he needed a navi. He has to get the word from God. That's permissible to do it, otherwise, itake is usher, and we'll stop here for today.